This is Chris. Hope you're doing well, and welcome to Popcorn Finance, the show where we discuss finance and about the time it takes to make a bag of popcorn. And I guess this is the last bag of popcorn for 2023. When you're in this, we're wrapping up the year. We've made it to the end, and we want to kind of look back a little bit. Look back on the year, look forward to the next year with a little tradition that I want to call it an annual tradition, but I think I've skipped a year somewhere in there. But I really like to talk about the goals that I didn't accomplish, because I feel like I'm sure if you're not seeing it now, you're going to see it in the next week or two. Everyone talking about, look what I did. Look at this. Here's my list of things I crossed off. And then it just makes you feel bad, because you're like, wow, I look back at what I did and it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. But you have no solidarity out there. You got no support. So I want to be your support and share some of the goals that I failed at accomplishing this year, and to help me tackle this task is someone who's very brave to also share one of their failed goals. And that is Berna Annett, the author of Money Out Loud, one of my favorite personal finance books that is both funny, touching, relatable. It's all the things you want in a money book. And Berna Annett is all the things you want in your personal finance expert advice giver on the internet. So Berna, thanks for joining me.
You always have to give me a couple minutes of buffer after you're very nice to me, because there are 17 different layers of like imposter syndrome and scarcity and like inability to receive a compliment. And, you know, I'm working on it. So we're going to give it a 5, 6, 7, 8 and we're good. Thank you so much for having me, Chris. I have repressed those compliments, but I am extremely, extremely happy to be here, especially to talk about failure.
I'm going to give you the option here, but as the guest, you get to decide, do you want to talk about our 2023 failed goal or a 2024 goal that we want to have for the next year?
Ooh, I think we need to set up the failure first so that walking away from this episode, I don't walk away with the feeling of failure, which is like typically a thing. I was just telling you that literally yesterday I was sitting down to review my 2023 goals. So the failure is fresh, like right at the top of my forehead. It'd be awesome if we can just walk away from this recording, you know, not beating ourselves up about it extra hard.
I got that. That makes perfect sense. We're going to end the episode on a good note with our goals for next year. So yeah, I'm going to let you go first, Berna. What is a goal that you hope to accomplish in 2023? But it didn't quite pan out now that we're here at the end of the month.
Oh my gosh. It's like you knew. It's like you knew the failures that I was reviewing last night alone in my co-working space and trying really hard not to reach for a beer when I looked them in the eye. But one of the things that I really wanted to accomplish, at least in the second half of 2023, I gave myself some grace, because in the first half of 2023, I was launching a book and I was able to like get off of my own like self-punishment enough to be like, girl, just do that. And that's it. That's it. Just do the one thing and you're fine. And in my mind, I was like, well, the second half of 2023 is going to get it. Like I'm going to rest for the summer and then I'm going to come back swinging. And it's just, people aren't even going to see it coming. One thing I wanted to do was basically create something that I can offer to my audience that's directly from me. Basically, it's like either a membership, like a Patreon situation where I could gather my community and finally talk in the smaller space of people who've invested in me, as opposed to screaming out into the nonsense black void of social media. I was like, Berna, you're going to like restart your membership, or you're going to start a Patreon, or you're going to like by the holidays, create some sort of product so that people can interact with me and essentially pay me to do this work. And I can sustain myself off of my community, as opposed to, I know you and I have talked about this a little bit, always depending on brand partnerships and, you know, speaking gigs and all of this sort of like work for hire stuff. My goal at the end of 2023 was to create something that could be self-sustaining, which I've done before, but it's been a long time. I have a bunch of like blocks in my mind about like being salesy and being too much of a girl boss and like the negative connotations I put around the girl bossiness of it all. Because, you know, you and I have both seen other people, not just in the personal finance space, any creator space, who like they're making their own products, but they have this like high ticket item thing and it's everything's a funnel and everything is salesy. I rejected that for a very long time. And finally this year I was like, but they might have a point. Let's try it. Let's make something. Yes, girl, you have September. I gave like myself the summer off. I was like, you have August, September to December to just like make a thing. Did I make that thing? Absolutely not. I had so many ideas. Oh, Chris, the amount of Google Docs, the amount of brainstorm outlines I like tortured my business coach with, it did not materialize. And I will say one of the reasons that it didn't materialize is because, as many of us know and have witnessed, there has been massive political turmoil in the world. Major revolution. I have been using my social media platform to try to amplify the voices of the people in Gaza as much as possible. Basically, once that all went down, a lot of us were just like, all hands on deck. And so for me, for myself, for the last couple of months, I have also been sort of battling, and you and I have talked about this, the battle between the ways that we want to use our platform versus our jobs, the things that we want to create. And I will admit to you that it's now December. I still feel a little like, am I going to use my platform for this thing? Am I going to amplify voices? What is the mix? Does it feel right or not right for me then to create a thing to sell at the same time? I think where I'm at right now is working out my own sort of pacing and endurance for the things I want to politically stand for, while also embracing the fact that like social media is my job. And there is room for things like community building, especially when our work is financial education. I'm trying to find the bridge between political activism and financial education. Of course, there's a bridge. It's just now I need to sort of like, I basically need to retool my girl boss, right? I'm not going to start making courses about like how to do financial activism during political crisis and buy my $5,000 course. Like, that's not what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that'd be a little weird.
That'd be really weird. But anyway, long story short, I put down that girl boss goal to make a product in service of using my platform for something that I believe in. And now I am starting to figure out how to mold the two together. It's taken me a while to get my footing.
And thank you for one, for sharing this. Mm-hmm. And then other side note, shout out to is it Five Calls app?
Yes.
If I'm saying that correctly. Yes.
Absolutely.
So Berna is the one who informed me about this. So you can call your representatives and make sure that they're pushing for a ceasefire. So get on them because they're, you know, over there enjoying their paychecks. They can do a little bit of extra work. But I mean, you did a lot of great work with your platform. And you've informed a lot of people like myself. And I know so many other thousands of people who follow you. Mm. I get it. Like one, it's hard to want to do any work, especially when it feels like, oh, does it even matter when so much else is going on in the world? Mm. But also, I respect the fact that, look, I think we've all had that moment where you're like, I have all these plans, these goals, these things I want to do. And then life just happens all around you. And you're like, well, I didn't even come close to doing what I said I was going to do. But it happens to all of us. And I think so many of us, we experience that in isolation. And then you feel horrible because you're like, well, look at me. Everyone else has clearly done all the things they said they're going to do. And I'm sitting here looking at a piece of paper with some notes on it that have done nothing but be notes on a piece of paper. Yep. So I appreciate you sharing that. Because yeah, I 100% feel that and understand that.
Yes, I know. And you've been such a great source for me too, Chris. You and I have had conversations about like, okay, this is happening in the world. We have a platform. How do I hold it all, right? Like, how do I make space for all the things? I think that's sort of my challenge. I know we're going to go into the sort of like goals for 2024, but that's how I'm viewing this quote unquote failure for myself. I can't actually think back and call what I've done with my platform the last couple of months a failure. It is just a re-rack because there are things that happen outside of our control. And the way that we all react to that is incredibly personal. And so I'm working on not calling it a failure. I'm working on being like, okay, it was a re-rack. It was a necessary, and I think as a person who wants to see change, who wants to see the liberation of all people, a necessary re-rack for me because money very, very much, personal finance very much has a place in the kind of liberation and revolution that I want to see. And so it's a moment for me to go, oh, okay, you know what? That goal might not have been entirely aligned with the way things are anyway, so is a little like a little bumper situation. Like, oh, okay, time to reprogram.
You know, this episode was called Fail Goals, but yes, we didn't accomplish what we said we were going to do, but failure is a strong word.
Yes.
I think it's all a word we all can understand and recognize when you see it. We're going to be kind of looking at this in a different light. We got to give these goals that didn't happen this year, get a different perspective. That's what we're focused on.
Exactly. Well, what's yours? I want to hear your failure, non-failure, already knowing it's going to be different perspective. We're healthy. We're growing. Yes.
Okay. So mine, this is kind of like, I guess like a two for one. I kind of cheated a little bit. They're related, but they're kind of different.
Love it.
So it's an overall continuation of my procrastination lifestyle. You know, every year I say this, I'm like, you know what, Chris, you're going to be more productive. And one of those things included being more active. And I was like, oh, you know, I want to lose weight. I want to get in better shape. That was like, and I think that's like a really common start of the year goal. But I think it's something that men don't really talk about a lot because men still deal with like body issues. We just don't talk about it. You better not tell your friend that you're like, you know what, I'm feeling kind of fat. Should I lose some weight? Like, you don't know. Yeah. You don't bring that up. It just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. But over the pandemic, man, that it wreaked havoc on me. I was just sitting at home all the time. And I was like, I got to do better this year. And my goal was I'm going to be active. I'm going to be hitting. I don't know where I was going to go. I had no gym membership. I was not going to hit the gym, but I was going to do something. I got weights here. Boom. And I saw throughout the year, I had moments where I would feel motivated. And, you know, for a month, 3 weeks or 2 weeks here and there, I'm like, oh, look at this consistency. And then I would just fall off. And I'd be like, oh, well, I'm busy. I got to go. I got work to do. I got all the stuff I need to be doing that I'm not actually doing. I should be doing that instead of being active. And that for sure is a goal that I failed. Shout out to COVID, which I caught back in October because I was just sick. I did lose a little bit of weight from just sitting around. So
it's like, what does that, is it good, is bad, is good? It's a circumstance. It happened.
It happened. I was very upset that it happened. I did not want it to happen, but it did happen. And thankfully it came out healthy. I was fine. I was just down for a couple of weeks. And that did kind of kickstart, like, you know, you just have no appetite. So I was just like, that kind of kickstarted me, like resetting how I eat. Like, okay, you know, and I spun that into a little bit of a streak there towards the end of the year. But I for sure did not come with the commitment to this that I said I was going to do at the start of the year. And that is why it's on my list. That is why it's my choice, because it leans in my ever-present procrastination and deferral of things I need to be doing. But I'll focus on my weight goal, my fitness goal that I had. That I came up definitely short from what I was aiming for.
If we had to poll the entire universe on like goals that they have for the year, and then by December, goals that you feel like you haven't accomplished, like exercise, weight loss, body stuff, nutrition, that has to be like top three, if not top two or number one. That's always something that people are looking at. And I would say only a teeny, teeny, tiny share of people actually feel like, I did that this year. You see that, like you said, at the top of this episode, December is when everyone's going to be like, well, here's my before and after. And like, here I am, which I feel like is so rude in December when we're all sitting and eating and being inside and cold and like definitely putting on like a winter coat. And so I just feel like you cannot be alone in this. There's got to be so many people listening to this right now nodding and being like, yeah. January me thought something very different was going to happen with my body. By the time we got to December.
Exactly. And it's just like, you know, I know so many other people who've been in the same boat. And I'm sure many of you listening out there. Also, no shame if you reached your goal. Please let me know. Because congratulations. I want some tips because I need to. I'm clearly going to be rolling this goal into next year. But yeah, it's just like, you know, sometimes you just don't do what you think you're going to do. But you can't beat yourself up about it. And you say, I think about it like this. December is not like the end. It's not like, oh, well, that goal didn't happen. So it's a whole new year next year. That goal is just gone now. The calendar is just like a made up thing. You can just keep rolling that same minute, the energy you want to have into the next month and, you know, just keep going forward.
Exactly. It's so arbitrary. I think if January motivates you because you feel like this societal push of like everyone starting something new and that's a positive thing and that's going to like give me good momentum into starting a goal that I already want, great. If it stresses you out because it's like too much pressure, like you better start good or else December is going to feel, then like understand that, then leave it. Don't, if it doesn't work for you, then leave it. Cause resolutions can happen at any second. Change can happen at any second. You could be like, oh, my year was actually from yesterday to today. And my resolution was to eat 2 apples and I did it and I killed it. Like everything is made up entirely. I try to be really careful around setting goals around this time of the year because it's, while it could feel so like, oh, like January, we're doing it. It's going to be great. The fall from there when you don't have the right support to actually get you to that goal, the fall is so high and we beat ourselves up so hard for falling when like that wasn't entirely our, there was a lot of it outside of our control. That's what I'm thinking as you were saying this goal. I'm like, there's so much about the year, about society, COVID, general public health, your body that we cannot control. And yet we still get to a certain point of the year, the capitalism calendar and were like, oh, darn, look how badly I tried to control every single element of my life. Like, it's just not a thing we can do.
Yeah. No, so that's my thing. But I'm still going to keep pushing into next year, into January. I'm going to whatever that same the same goals I have for myself, the same progress I was trying to make. I'm going to keep working towards that in January and, not beat myself up about that. So that was my goal as I end the year.
And is that what you're moving into 2024 with? Is that you're like, I'm starting again. I'm trying again. We're restarting.
Oh, well, we're going to take a quick break. Oh. And when we come back, I just like that tease there. we're going to talk about what our goals are for 2024. All right, so we're back from the break. And now it's time to get into the next year, right? Into the new year, into 2024. We've both picked a goal that we are hoping to work towards in the new year. And again, we're going to carry the same energy from the what we talked about for our failed goals for last year. This is what we're hoping to do. But again, don't beat yourself up for whatever goals you're setting for the new year. We're not going to do that either. We're just going to talk about some things we hope to achieve and would like to do or see in the new year. So, Berna, let me pass it back over to you. And I want you to get us started.
Okay. Knowing that our 2023 quote-unquote failure was not necessarily a failure. It's something that we learned from. What I learned from my 2023 lesson is that there is a bridge. Not only is there a bridge, but there has to be a bridge for me between political activism and financial education. And of course there is. I'm like, in my book, my whole last chapter of the book that I wrote, and I seem to have forgotten that I wrote, is about financial activism. And so my goal for next year is still to make something that my audience can consume directly from me. And I'm talking about like not just like free videos that I just, you know, poop out into the algorithm and hope somebody sees it, whatever, but something that is more of like a cohort, a small like mastermind group, some sort of thing where we all buy into like a club. And I want to be able to explore financial activism as the end goal, but like our financial stability and how that leads up to financial activism. Basically, I'd like to do what I tried to do in 2023, but copy paste it to the beginning of 2024 and thread through why getting our financial shiz together directly correlates to the change that we want to see in the world, right? That to me is how I'm going to sort of marry those two things, that big gap that I felt all of the end of 2023 of like, there's this thing that needs our national attention. There's this thing I want to use my platform for. And I built up several years of this financial education career. And it feels weird to talk about the financial education part when the political turmoil part is still happening. I know there's a bridge. And maybe inside of this cohort, this Patreon, this membership or whatever that I create, I'm challenging myself to also not have the answer in the beginning and not sell it as Berna has figured out the answer of financial activism. And she can easily explain to you why getting your budget together means that you are preventing the genocide of other people in other countries. Like, I don't have that answer necessarily, but maybe I can allow myself to be in community with the folks that I gather around me to find the answer together. That's difficult for me because as an educator, I at least, let me speak for myself, I put a lot of pressure on myself to like have it perfect before I talk about it or make sure it's a package and it's this beautiful thing that nobody can refute. And I've thought about all the different points before I put that video out or I put that course out or something like that. And I'm like, what would it look like to learn with my community? Because if we had had the answer to this, maybe a lot of political shizzery wouldn't be the shizzery that it is. Like, what would it be like to be vulnerable with my community for the first half of 2024 inside of this cohort and like figure this stuff out together? I know a lot of that was just like jargon. I hope some of it made sense.
I get exactly what you're saying. And I think because since we both work in we do very similar things for work. there is this, I always want to be the resource, right? I always want to have an answer. But if we're all being honest with ourselves, nobody has the answer to every question that anyone could ever ask you. Like, it's impossible to be that knowledgeable. And I think that it's very important. And also it's, I think, a really kind of like mature thing to say, look, I don't have all the answers, but as a community, we can come together and we can talk through these things. Because for me, I feel like that's where I think the best is when I get to speak with other people and talk through ideas and talk through these thoughts that I have And there's a lot can come from meeting with other people and having these conversations. And so I love the vulnerability of you're like, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. Because, yeah, like as brilliant as you are, it's impossible for you to solve all the world's problems by yourself.
Dang it.
So having that space, though, I can imagine some great conversations will come from that and some great ideas that I'm looking forward to learning more about.
Thank you. I'm hoping so. I have a cohort. We get together on Zoom and you just cry once a month about like what it all means. We all like we doom scroll together for a limited amount of time and then we make action steps together. One thing that I found in the small bits of community kind of space holding that I've allowed myself in the end of 2023 between the doom scrolling, as a community, we're so intelligent. We're so brilliant together. We've created so many answers for ourselves in our personal lives. But because we don't have all the answers, we think that we're not experts. Mm. In the moments that I've come together with my community, how many times have I felt like, why am I the one holding the space? That's crazy. Like this person has so much to say. What a crazy perspective. What a wild perspective I didn't consider about figuring out health insurance for your parents. Oh my gosh, this person went down the rabbit hole of like this very specific financing that I have no experience on. It's almost this like other kind of imposter syndrome, but a good kind. When you open yourself up to community and you see how much wisdom and knowledge there is already there and how generative and like how much it fills my cup as an educator to be like, I don't have to have all the answers and I can't. And it's bad to think I do. It's actually like limits my whole community to think I'm the only one who has all the answers. So I'm basically looking forward to other people running my business with and for me next year.
Yeah, well, you know, the reason why I like having guests on the podcast so often is because I can bring up people who have more experience than I do, more knowledge than I do in all these different areas.
Yes.
And oftentimes I'm learning and gaining just as much as the people listening to the show when I have these conversations with the people I bring on, because it's just like there's so many unique thoughts and experiences that others can bring to the conversation. Mm-hmm. So I even hope people who listen to this show, you listen to some other stuff too. Like I could be one piece of that and I can bring you new voices, but also there's so many others out there who can add to your overall knowledge and experience and comfort with money, the world, anything out there. Make sure you keep yourself open and always be learning and always be willing to bring in different voices and add that to what's going on in your life.
Yeah. I get that from Popcorn Finance every week. Duh.
Don't say that. You know, I'm not going to... Don't give me a compliment.
Do you see two people trying to compliment each other and not receiving it? Is that what you're going to be working on in 2024, Chris? Receiving compliments?
My 2024 goal is to cut off Berna before she compliments me. That's the next one. That's what I'm going to learn how to do. Be a little bit quicker with that
Move
boot
fast.
Button. On.
Not the mute button.
Okay, so my goal for 2024 is to be more creative. Mm. What I mean by that is you can get in like a rut, right? Like I've been doing the show for over 6 years now, which sounds crazy. The fact that I've been doing the show for this long, I enjoy it. I still love making it, but I feel like I've gotten into like a routine, right? And I early on in the show, I really liked like just doing something off the wall. Like here's some random compilation of a bunch of like different thoughts or different voices, or I'm going to go outside and I'm going to record a video from, I don't know. I remember doing one, I think I went in a tiny house. Like I feel like I was experimenting a little bit more. And then over the years, work, life, a lot of things have gotten in the way. And I just like, well, I know the formula. I know how I like to do the show. People seem to like the style. I'm going to go with this. And in 2024, I want to kind of break out of the box a little bit. I'm not going to stop. The show's going to keep going. So I'm not stopping the show. But I think this is the first time I'm talking about this. I'm planning on adding a second episode a week. I did this for a while, a couple years ago. And it kind of just felt like it wasn't special enough. It just felt like it was just there, but I want to do something a little more unique. So I'm still working on it. I mean, we're recording this a little bit early, so I'm still working on it. But in January, my plan is the first Thursday in January, I'll be launching this new second episode. It'll still be on the same feed. And I wanted to do a little more kind of like, I don't want to do like current event news because that's hard. Mm. News is constantly happening. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to do something that was a way for me both to force myself to keep up and current in what's going on, but also share that out with everyone else, because I feel like that's something that I haven't been providing as much as I would like to on the podcast. So using some of that creative juice and putting that towards an extra episode to where I can come bring some of the articles that I come across that I think are really important or really interesting like, or in the world of finance, and then bringing that in as an extra episode. So that's one of the creative things I want to try to I'm going to bring into 2024.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And if you need accountability towards that, let me know, because All I've ever wanted personally for Christmas is more popcorn finance. And you know this. I feel like at least quarterly, I'm like, Chris, I just want you to know that yours is one of the podcasts I listen to the most regularly, because I feel like you have expertly cornered the market in like small bites. What I need to know, easy to digest, great. And so I'm constantly looking for someone like you to just tell me what I need to know and say it simply. So for you to give us that in the cadence you've already have, it's been a gift. So we're going to get more?
There's going to be some more. And now I've said it out loud.
Exactly. Now everyone listening has become part of the accountability group, not for shame, but for encouragement of just like, we hope we see this in January, because I need more of this amount. This is genuinely like what I seek out when I'm listening to podcasts, is like someone I like who can break it down for me. Great. I want you to be the one to do it. So no pressure, but I need this, but no pressure.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, okay. We've made it to the end here. This is some extra bags of popcorn.
Yeah.
We're recording this, I don't know how long this is actually going to end up being, but if you've already listened this far, I appreciate you sticking with us. You know, it's the end of the year, so you know, we got a lot to say to wrap it up. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, you know, we were diving into goals. I think it was just fun to just kind of end the year really being, being introspective a little bit here, kind of thinking a little bit about what we have going on.
Yeah, loosey goosey.
Yeah, exactly. And if you all have some goals that maybe you want to tell us about, goals that you didn't meet that you were hoping to in 2023, and some things maybe you're hoping to accomplish in 2024, please send that in as well. Same email, questions@popcornfinance.com, or just DM me. If you follow me on any social media, just send me a DM. I'll see it over there. Before we get out of here, Berna, one, thanks for coming back for two episodes in December. So I've taken up so much of your time in the last month of the year.
Stop.
We have to know, how can we connect with you? Where should we go? Anything we can do to support you and your work?
Of course. So, I mean, it is a joy and a privilege and an honor and a delight to be here always. We were literally just talking about this before we hit record. And I was like, so Chris, how long are these episodes supposed to go for, so that I know? I've completely disregarded it. I just barfed my December Friday laziness and just like all over you. So let me be a little bit more precise and concise here. You can find me on Instagram at Hey Berna. That's definitely where I'm the loudest, the most obnoxious. You can support me by supporting the book that I still struggle to self-promote because of, you know, things I need to unpack in therapy. The book is called Money Out Loud. It would really mean a lot to me if you wanted to buy the book, that you do a local bookstore situation. You go to bookshop.org, where the purchases go towards local bookstores, or you just get up in your library and check it out from there. Like, that would be the most meaningful way to support me, is if you go local on every level and get into the book.
Yeah, I can highly recommend you check out this book. It is one. It's not super long. Sometimes you see these books and they're like 500 pages. I'm like, I don't need 500 pages of this. This is nice. It's concise. There are great illustrations. Like, let me just open this up here. Look, like, this is what you're seeing here. Look at this. It's not your typical money book. It is fun. It is interesting. You've like had an artist draw like text message conversations you've had with some of the experts in the book. You share a lot of really great stories about yourself, about your family. And to me, that's the way I want to learn about money. I want it to be interesting, engaging. And I think you do a great job with that. So all the links will be in the show notes, so you can all grab yourself a copy of Money Out Loud. And Berna, thank you for letting me rope you into ending the year with me here on Popcorn Finance.
Always. Here's the thing. You think that you're roping me, but an hour and a half later, I have roped you into so many more bags of popcorn than you bargained for. So it was a mutual dragging into Friday feel. So I'm just honored, always honored to be here.
You're one of my favorite guests to have on, so you're always welcome anytime. So whenever you're writing, you know, book number 2, 3, 4, 5, your new movie, all those things, just let me know. You can come on here. We can help share it around.
Thank you. You're the best, Chris.
You're the best, Berna. And have a great end of 2023 and a happy 2024 as we get ready to kick off the new year.
Oh, I just got goosebumps. No. Leave me
in my... It sounds crazy.
Leave me in my Friday, early December place. You go to the new year. I'll see you there eventually.
Berna may not make it until February, but she'll be in 2024.
I'll eventually. Check in with you guys. I'll check in with you guys. I'll see you in the summer at least.
Thank you, Berna. It's always a pleasure. And I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Your boy, keep it popping like Mary Poppins.